This year's election saw a big increase in efforts to get young voters to the polls. Some thought John Kerry could ride a wave of youthful first-time voters into the White House. NPR's Luke Burbank has this report on turnout among young voters and their thoughts about the results.
You know you're at the offices of Rock the Vote when the director's cell phone ring sounds like this.
Sorry. My dad.
Hans Riemer spent much of the day after the election on the phone with reporters, trying to explain his side of the story on youth turnout.
Yeah, well, you can run the numbers for yourself. Okay, thank you. Bye.
With P. Diddy, Eminem, and a host of other entertainers commanding young people to vote or die, the thought was this would be a record turnout for young voters. And it was. Sort of. More than 20 million people under the age of 30 voted, the highest since the voting age was dropped to 18. On the other hand, larger numbers of people from every age group voted, all of which means young people rocked the vote at relatively the same rate as in years past. Riemer says critics are missing the point.
No one's saying young people need to be a much larger share of the electorate. I mean, that's a whole other level of complication. What they're saying is we need a higher rate of young people voting. That's the goal, and that happened dramatically.
Those young voters overwhelmingly supported John Kerry. In fact, people under 30 were by far his best age group. Which begs the question, how are they faring after coming out on the losing side of what, for many, was their first election? A few miles from the offices of Rock the Vote, on the campus of Georgetown University, sophomore Danielle Tapitak and her friend were planning on wearing black to commemorate what they called the death of democracy.
I think among most people, no one even wants to discuss it yet because the possibilities of what the next 4 years could bring just seem too terrible right now.
Over at the campus coffee shop, called Uncommon Grounds, freshman Seamus Sullivan also supported Kerry. His malaise actually started on election night, when it became clear the race would turn on the state of Ohio.
And I was walking around campus sort of from election-watching event to election-watching event, you know, just mumbling Ohio to myself, Ohio, over and over.
Sullivan is taking the loss hard, but not nearly as hard as some of his friends.
One of my closest friends, a guy by the name of Frank, he's profoundly depressed. He sees it as a vast letdown, not only for him, but for, for a higher power even. I tell him he dramatizes things too much.
Even though the election is over, Sullivan is still wearing a Kerry Edwards pin. He's not quite ready to let it go, but he says at least he's handling this election better than he did Bush Gore, when he was the ripe old age of 14.
During the 2000 election, we had a Gore-Lieberman sign on our lawn, and we left it out all month, right until Gore conceded, and then I kicked it down and I screamed a bit. And I shook my fist at the heavens, and then I went back inside.
There's some concern that young voters who supported Kerry might drop out of the political process after suffering this defeat, but not Sullivan.
I'm very disappointed, but it's certainly not the end of good policy or politics in America. It's what I might call a setback, but it's nothing that we can't come back from, nothing that we can't incorporate into our country's history as we've incorporated so much.
Of course, there's the practical question of what to do with all the vote or die t-shirts that many young people now have in their possession. The good news is that fashion, like politics, is cyclical, and those shirts will likely be coming back in style in maybe 4 more years. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Washington.